Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Garden Report is powered by Prize Picks, the exclusive daily fantasy partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report. Celtics unload in one of their biggest wins we've ever seen, 140-88 over the Warriors on a 58-15 run midway through this game.
That's right, the biggest win you've ever seen in your life. Think about it.
23-1, extended to 32-3 into that second quarter. Celtics led by 56 at one point. This was an absolute beatdown in a game where Steph Curry played. I think he scored 4 points. Chris Paul with two. And
he got extended playing time, right? He was with the second and third string.
Not much from Klay Thompson either off the bench. Celtics able to ignore some of the bench players on the Golden State side. And run away with this win for their 11th straight. Ends the homestand. Some big games coming up against Cleveland, Denver. So plenty of opportunities for the Celtics to continue to prove themselves. But this is a Golden State team that, given the Celtics trouble, beat them in December convincingly in overtime. Gave them a lot of trouble in that game. So John on the show tonight dove all the way in. He said that the Celtics are going to win the championship this year. He's ready to say it. Are you, Josue?
Are they going to win the championship? We're still... Denver is the only team, I think, that has a shot, honestly. I mean, and I say that, obviously, best of seven series. Can they drop a game throughout this crazy stretch, playing against some of the top teams, some of the hottest teams in the NBA? Absolutely. But you're talking about throughout a best of seven series. I mean, that's the only team I'm really, I'm thinking could beat the Celtics, flat out beat them. As for the Eastern Conference, I don't see any other team, and this is a great example why. What they were able to do, you know, the stride that they've made in terms of just understanding exactly what the defense is giving them and what they're capable of and attacking and wasting no time. And then doing it again and again and again. I just think Joe Mazzulla has really instilled into these guys in terms of what they want to do, their game planning, the type of weaponry they have, right? And when you leave someone like Jaylen Brown open, he's going to make you pay. And he didn't flat out say it, but he called it somewhat disrespectful. I say he should have dropped the Michael Jordan line and say, I took it personally. You should take it personally. You're an all-star. You're an all-NBA star who happens to be the highest, at least as of now, right, paid player in the NBA. You don't leave someone like that open, especially when you look at what happened or what he's been doing since the All-Star break. So, yeah, I just think this is that run. This is that stride where, you know, look out. It's not going to slow down anytime soon, and this is the type of momentum you want to have going into the postseason. I know we still got 20-plus games left, but they're really convincing us.
How much do you write this off on that game plan? Draymond Green tried to do that in the locker room, saying that the Warriors came up with their game plan. Just 15 minutes before the game started, here's Draymond in the locker room.
Guys, first quarter strategy was to kind of have you sag off Jaylen and try to clog the paint. Didn't necessarily seem
it worked. He just made the shots. So it's okay. I don't think we really played a full defensive strategy to kind of dive into that. You know, we didn't implement. We implemented our strategy like 15 minutes before we left the locker room. So I don't necessarily think we put together a full defensive strategy to debate on what they're doing with their offense and how to stop it. But it's okay.
Is that a different approach than you'd kind of use in the past against them or even in that first game in San Francisco?
Well, I was at home that game, so I can't tell you much about that game plan. But, yeah. And it ain't work. Oh, well, we move on. It's okay. No, I thought it was fun to try. I was actually all for it. Like, let's try it and see if it works. If it don't, oh, well. If it does, we found something. All right, it ain't work. So we move on.
Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Just Steph Curry went on to smile, asked about that strategy as well in the locker room, and he said, this is what we used to do to teams. Go up by 40, hit a bunch of threes. Things get demoralizing, and it left the Warriors trying to hit home runs too, and I think that's why a game like this gets out of hand to the degree that it did. Now, I know Steve Kerr said as well, there's no way the Warriors are going to be able to beat the Celtics in this game, regardless of the margin. And I think the margin says a lot about how hot the Celtics can get, how locked in they are and executing right now. I mean, they are not letting any team off the hook when it comes to attacking mismatches, and the Warriors had many of them in this game. So I'm not writing it off completely, but I do think there are top-level teams, Denver you mentioned, Clippers you mentioned, who can expose the one question I think you have left with the Celtics. Does switching with the right personnel leave them in enough offensive lulls to the point where it can get tight down the stretch in a game, and the Celtics have to execute late, which hasn't always been their strong suit? Yeah. I think the bench checked a lot of boxes here. I don't think there's any question left in the coaching staff. Joe Mazzulla has been A-plus this year. That's not a concern to me anymore. So I think you've pretty much checked off every box except like one or two teams you might see in the finals who play a defensive style that can bother you a little bit. And when you think back to that Philly game, not the best personnel, but they destroyed switching in that game. So I'm an inch away, Josue. I'm an inch away. If they beat Denver Thursday,
I think you're waiting for that matchup.
In.
I was just going to say, I think you're waiting for that Denver matchup because I think, you know, what the Celtics have been doing that's been so impressive, in my opinion, is that they're showing that you have to stay with them for all four quarters. Otherwise, they'll make you pay. I mean, look at the last couple of games. The time that it was close, relatively close, they had to make, whether it was the third quarter or whether it was a fourth or whatever, but, like, they go on these runs and they create separation, and then that is it. Like, it's really hard for teams to keep up. And you look back to a few months ago, Joe Mazzulla talking about finishing quarters strong and carrying the momentum into, like, they get it. It's everything is clicking right now, and I just think it's been established. They have this foundation, and you want to see what it looks like against the champion Nuggets. They haven't seen them in a long time. I think this is a different Celtics team in terms of their focus. You know, the last time these two teams faced each other. So, yeah, I think that's a great test. But, again, in the best of seven series, I just think it's extremely difficult when you have to beat them for all four quarters. And they have so many different ways of beating you. And this is just another example. You know, Joe Mazzulla always talks about all these wins are going to look different. None of them are going to look the same. And I think that's what's so demoralizing at times for other teams, because when they you know, stop them in one you know, avenue, the Celtics have like two or three that they can tap into, and teams are on their heels again.
Celtics on to the West Coast, Suns, Blazers, Jazz, but they start with the Cavs and Nuggets this week. Big games against two of the best 3-4 teams in the NBA, second best team in the East in Cleveland. That's on Tuesday. We'll have remote coverage post-game here on CLNS Media, and check out our content covering the entire West Coast trip from Celtics All Access. We will be back here for a couple weeks until the Suns come to TD Garden, another star-powered matchup that we're looking forward to here. But for now, Josue Pavone, Bobby Manning, this has been the Garden Report.
Take the first step to visibly thicker hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off first month subscription. Once again, $10 off first month subscription. Free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and use the code Garden. Once again, $10 off Nutrafol.com/men. Use the code Garden.